You're listening to Vatican Radio World News in the headlines this Friday evening. Investigators seek the cause of a deadly airplane crash in Turkey.
Colombian rebels release a video showing hostages taken over 5 years ago are still alive.
But first, we take an in-depth look at the second encyclical of Pope Benedict XVI's pontificate, entitled Spes Salvi, Saved by Hope. Good evening, I'm Ira McCarthy.
And I'm Irene Lagan.
Saved by Hope, that is the title of Pope Benedict XVI's second encyclical released here today at the Vatican. It follows on from the Holy Father's first encyclical dedicated to the theme of love. And it has not gone unnoticed that both the encyclicals, the highest form of papal writing, have centered on two of the three theological virtues, as Lydia Kane reports.
The Pope's eagerly awaited second encyclical has been released, and it's a page-turning read under the captivating title Spes Salvi, or Saved by Hope. Indeed, much of the document was written at the Pope's residence in Castel Gandolfo, situated in the Roman hills, where the Holy Father spent a large part of his summer vacation. The encyclical is divided into sections where Pope Benedict poses a number of questions. The first part deals with faith and hope, and the concept of them in the New Testament and early church. The next part of the document focuses on eternal life, with the Pope asking the question, "What is it?" The following sections go on to discuss the transformation of Christian hope in the modern age and the true shape of Christian hope. And it is here that the Holy Father talks about how the understanding of hope has changed in the modern age. It is also in this section that the Pope dwells on two historical upheavals, the French Revolution and the proletarian revolution in Russia, and the part Karl Marx played in its instigation. Cardinal Albert Van Hoa, Professor Emeritus of the Pontifical Biblical Institute, presented the encyclical on Friday and spoke about what is at its core.
The central message is the very union of the hope and the love. The Pope speaks very often of the love in relationship with hope. And that is very important because the love give to the hope a real dimension, a hope which is united with love cannot be an individual hope.
In this theological exploration of this virtue, the Pope says that without God there is no hope, and that Christianity provides the faithful with a journey of hope to the kingdom of God. Father Richard Taylor, Professor of Scripture at Rome's Pontifical Angelicum University, says this theme of hope is something the Holy Father has talked about on many occasions.
The idea of what hope implies as a major social reality, that has occupied him a lot over the years.
In the latter part of the encyclical, Pope Benedict gives advice for the learning and the practice of hope, saying a first setting for learning hope is prayer. Cardinal Van Hoa says this is a very profound part of the document.
Certainly, it's a very beautiful page of the encyclical about the prayer, but it is a very profound thought, not the prayer only in asking, but the prayer which opens the person to the purification that God will give.
Another heading in this section of the letter is actions and suffering as part of the journey of hope. The Cardinal says that what Pope Benedict is trying to say is that in Christian hope, it is necessary to suffer with those who suffer.
The Pope also insists on the consolatio, that it is suffering with those who suffer. It is a necessity for the Christian hope to be ready to partake the suffering of others.
In conclusion to this encyclical, the Holy Father turns to the figure of Mary, saying who more than the Mother of God could be a star of hope for us, who even in the darkness of Holy Saturday bore the certitude of hope, making her way towards Easter morning. With this encyclical, the Pope has looked at two of the three theological Christian virtues, but it's as yet unknown whether the Holy Father will explore the virtue of faith if he writes a third encyclical. I'm Lydia O'Kane.